ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes?
Apina Srila Stata Bandhava Krishna Deva Drishtya Sutava Deva Sapudjan Sukamata. The Yudhishthir Maharaj, after meeting Vidura, the first inquiry was about the family of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. He was always thinking of Krishna. Now, because he has come back home by touring different places of pilgrimage, Dwarka is also one of the celebrated place of pilgrimage. Now he expected that Vidura must have gone to Dwarka. And when he had gone to Dwarka, he must have some news from Krishna's place. So Krishna, is a friend, must, intimate friend of the Pandava. Therefore he says, no, no means our. Suhila. Suhila, this word, always thinking of others' good, that is called Suhila. The heart is not contaminated. Hila means heart. And Su means very good. So Krishna says also that Suhila Sarvabhutana. And here, Yudhishthira Maharaj confirms, not Suhila. Actually, Krishna is Suhila. Suhila means well-wisher. And the father is the well-wisher of the son. All intimate friends, well-wisher. Here in the material world, although I may be your well-wisher, you may be well-wisher, but there is some interest. Unless there is some interest for my personal benefit, I cannot become your Srila. This is material Srila. But spiritual Srila is defined. Spiritual Srila means everyone is suffering for want of spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Therefore, attempt should be made so that everyone becomes Krishna consciousness. That is spiritual Srila. We are now entering, actually, our position in this material existence. It's not very good. Everyone sees it practically. Still, they want to adjust. Let us make it good. Let us make it. That is called punapunakcharvitasarvana. Again and again change it. Just like generally, a father, especially in India, he wants that his son may be well situated. Therefore, we don't get Indian youth very much. Because the father and mother settled them. What is that? Get them married and give them some earning capacity, either by service or business. So he becomes satisfied. This is the end of life. Dear Mary, yes, now I am married. It is my duty to stick to the Griha and enjoy senses. Dear Mary, I sacrifice for Krishna, brahmachari, sannyasi. Sannyasis have become rogues, and there is no brahmachari, not vanaprastha. Therefore, it is very difficult to get Indian workers. Your qualification is, I told in the beginning, that you have got a renouncing spirit. That is a great qualification. Tyaga. Renunciation is opulence also. Krishna, six opulences. One of the opulences is renunciation. Vaisajyasya samakrasya bhijyasya dasasya sriya jnana vairagya. Vairagya means revenge. You have enough of this material enjoyment. You have enjoyed. Or you have seen that there is no actually possible. Therefore, you are in a spirit that is natural. That is natural. If one has enjoyed very much, the next day will be renunciation. This is natural. So, because you have got a renouncing spirit, you are understanding or taking Krishna consciousness very nicely. At least very eagerly. Jnana vairagya, that is required. This vairagya. I therefore sometimes like these hippies because they have a spirit of renunciation. That's a very good position. Simply they require jnana, knowledge. Then they are likely to be successful. To bring one to the platform of renunciation, that is very difficult. Especially when one has got nice wife, nice home, nice bank balance. It is very, very difficult. So, there is a person by Krishna that one who is anxious to take Krishna consciousness, but he is entrapped with this binding, nice wife, nice children, nice home, nice bank balance. So, Krishna, in order to give them this such devotee facility, he takes her. Parishetat dhananjane, jasyaham anudinnani, parishetat dhananjane. It's like he did in the Pandavas. The Pandavas were devotees, but at the same time, they were king. Mm-hmm. They were attachment. So therefore, Krishna took out their everything, their kingdom, their wife, their position, their honor, taste. And still they did not give up Krishna. Therefore, they came out with two. So Krishna sometimes takes this. That's how much one devotee is. He forcibly makes him a renounce in order. That is Krishna's special favor. So, this Vaidanta Jnana, it is required. We are discussing this last night also. Dhritarada Vaipko. These things are required. Unless one becomes completely, this is called, detached. So, what is this nonsense material life? That's a very good quality. If one understands it perfectly, this is all rubbish, this material enjoyment. And great quality. Akinchan. Akinchan. Akinchan means do not possess anything material. Akinchana bhoga. Kunti, Kunti, Queen Kunti, when he was receiving Krishna, she said, my dear Krishna, you are akinchana gochara. You are realized by a person who has no material position. And you have given us now so much material position, how we can understand it? That was Kunti was regret. That when we are in distress, you are always with us. Now you have given us kingdom and everything. Now we are going out to Dwarka. What is this, Krishna? Better let us go to again to that distress condition so that you may remain with us. Akinchana gocha. Krishna is akinchana gocha. Anyone who wants to enjoy material life, it is not possible to become fully Krishna conscious. This is very secret. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanas Bhagavad Bhajan Om Mukhas. Bhagavad Bhajan to become devotee, Krishna conscious, is meant for Niskinchanas, one who does not possess anything in the material. That does not mean he should be poverty-stricken. No. He should know it fully, that nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Krishna. I am simply his servant. This is called apinja. If I think that keeping Krishna in front, I let me possess some material things, that is another teaching. That is not. He should be fully conscious that everything belongs to Krishna, and nothing to us, then Krishna becomes your Suhila. He takes charge. How your benefit will be your ultimate. Tesham chatadrishtanam bhajatam kirikirbhagam dalam kirikiti. This is very great determination. Krishna has simply want you. Nothing, anything else. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught this philosophy. Repeated. Niskinchanasya. Bhagavad Bhajan. Bhagavad Bhajan means he himself became Niskinchan. Krishna himself, most opulent. Suresh Sudha Rajya Lakshmi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a most beautiful wife, goddess of fortune, Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Priya. But for the benefit of the whole world, although He is Krishna. He showed us the example. At the age of 24 years, he took sannyas. He was not unhappy in his home. He had his very affectionate mother and affectionate mother and most affectionate wife, beloved wife. But still, it is very difficult to renounce the affection of mother and love of wife. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it. So, tatra sudushtar, therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, sudushtar, very difficult to give up. Tatra sudushtar, surekshita rajyala king. And rajyala king, such nice, beautiful wife, desired even by the demigods. Such a nice wife. Kakvas Suresh Sita, Sudushkada Suresh Sita Rajala King, Dhanmishra Ajavatata Jadadadarannam, Jat Ja Agat Arannam. To Arannam means going to the forest means to Kaisan. Going to the Himalaya does not mean, or going to the forest does not mean, that him isn't actually go there. One should give up this family affection and dedicate the whole life for Krishna service. That is really going to the forest. Not that unnecessarily. It may be beneficial for person, for his personal self. But real renunciation is to have no more interest in so-called limited jurisdiction of family, social, international, national, but the whole interest is for Krishna. That is real renunciation. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Renunciation does not mean give up this world. That I don't explain. Our philosophy is not. The Jagat is mitya. Why Jagat mitya? We don't say that. Jagat is fact. It may be temporary, but it is a fact. Now, so long we have got this Jagat, let us utilize it for Krishna. That is renunciation. We cannot say this microphone is mitya. So long the microphone is in my possession, let it be used for Krishna's service. This is renunciation. Everyone using this microphone, these modern machines, for his personal gain. But we are not using for personal gain. We are traveling all over the world, spending so much money, this place and this place, just to put Krishna consciousness as much as possible. This is renunciation. Not that sitting one place doing nothing and become Krishna conscious, then they will fall down. Don't think it. That is asana. That is not possible. He must pass. So, to such person, Krishna is Surila. Surila, here it is said. Apina Surila, Tata, uncle, Bandhava, Krishna Devata. Krishna Devata. And one who has accepted Krishna as the worshipable deity, he is called Krishna Devata. There are so many demigods they have taken to worship the Romans were worshipping demigods. In India, they also worship demigods. That will not make you happy. Antavakta phalam teha tad bhavati alpa medhi. to take some benediction from the demigods. Although people go there, kankantam kamanam siddhim jayanti yogayuta. People are very much attached to enjoy this material world, so they worship Durga, Kali, or Lord Shiva, kankantam kamanam siddhim. They get immediately some material benefit. But that bhavati alpamedasa, what do you do with some temporary material benefit? That is the instruction of Krishna. Don't be attracted by the temporary material benefits. Just try for permanent, eternal benefit. Go back to home, back to God. That is it. That is it. What do you do? Suppose you become king. How long will you remain king? Oh, there are so many dangers. Sometimes the king has behaved. King John was behaved. So, material position is always tilted.
Yes.
There is no fixed position. It will end. Therefore, Krishna says, antavattu phalam tesa. Antavattu means it will end. Today or tomorrow I'll handle yourself. It will end. So, why should you? You are eternal. Why should you hanker after this thing, which is at this part, for some few years? You are eternal. Accept the eternal position. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Eternal position. So, for that eternal position, you have to make Krishna Devata. Krishna is the worshipable deity. Krishna is eternal, and if you fix up your service to Krishna, then Krishna will accept you as servant, naturally you become eternal. There is a very nice story. Nice story, not a fact. Savitri Sattvan. Incidences are mentioned in the Shastra to give us lesson. Savitri was a very chaste, devoted woman. Savitri. In India, to the woman, you know, to become very chaste and devoted to husband, they observe the ritualistic ceremony to worship Savitri, Sattva. This is Savitri was in love with a boy, was destined to die on the marriage day. But still she married. She knew that as soon as I will be married, and the same day my husband will die. She pleased the Yamaraj. After the death of the husband died, but she pleased the Yamaraj. So much so that Yamaraj was ready to give her some benediction. So Yamaraj said, what benediction do you want? As a woman, I wish that maybe a son of mine from you. All right. You will get a son. Again she said that if you are taking away my husband, I will get my son. So her husband was made alive. Indirectly. Krishna Devata, if you actually want to be eternally blissful, take to Krishna Devata. There is no need of praying for make me immortal. No. If you accept Krishna Devata, then automatically, just like the benediction was, that you get a son. Automatically her husband was made alive. So Krishna Devata. So Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him, that did you see them? Vidyodhu families who have Krishna as their Vasudeva Riti. Drishta Sutava Jagava Jodhu. Jagava is Pudan number. Sapudjan Sukumasate. Whether they are happy in their home, Sapudjan, Sapuri, Dwarka. In this way, Krishna consciousness means always thinking of Krishna and make Krishna reflect Krishna's saying that Sridham Sarvabhuta, actually Krishna is the only friend. And he is sitting in everyone's heart. He is so nice friend that he is simply trying to induce us to turn our face toward Krishna. He's coming as avatar, incarnation. He's giving us advice from the within. The Sarvadharman Puritaji Mamekam Saranam Raja. He's such a nice man. Although you have left Krishna, Krishna has not left us. Yes, he's living with me within my heart. So give me advice. Please come back. Sarvadharman Puritaji Mamekam. Krishna is so nice friend. He's such a nice friend. That even to the enemy, he gives the greatest benediction. Just like Putana. Putana came to kill Krishna, smearing poison on her breast. But Krishna gave her promotion on the motherly platform. Krishna is so helpful that this demon might have come to me to poison me. But I have sucked her breath. She has become my mother. Therefore, she must get the position of my mother. Krishna is so great. If you give little service to Krishna sincerely, Krishna is never forgetting. And it's so powerful. If Krishna becomes your friend and Krishna remembers you, then what do you want more? Just imagine. Krishna. Yet he says, Krishna Devata. Fix up your mind in Krishna, he has. Thank you.